Breaking. Nothing. I'm just kidding. I want to make sure you guys are paying attention. All right. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Has anybody been in a Tesla? Because I think they look like really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. My boyfriend has one. They're awesome.
What? Your boyfriend has a Tesla? What is he, a scientist?
What yeah, is he, a scientist? Because only scientists drive those, didn't you
aren't
hear?
Aren't they really expensive?
I mean, I think they're pretty expensive, but I also think, like, I don't think it's, like, a brand new one. I think you can get them for pretty affordable.
Dang, I want to date your man. Okay, well, be
careful. Joe, you could get a Tesla.
I know, I'm just poor at heart. Listen, I have financial mental issues. Here's my thing, though, and I'm not trying to scare you, but I want you to be aware of this. The family of a Florida doctor who died in his burning Tesla Model S after it crashed, they're suing the car company. Do you know why they're suing, Liv?
Why?
They're suing because I guess the door handles are kind of futuristic, and maybe you know about this.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They prevented first responders from pulling the man from the car. According to the death lawsuit, the vehicle door handles were retracted and didn't auto-present, like come out so you could open the door.
Yeah.
And the officer arrived on the scene. The family says because of that, they didn't work. The officer wasn't able to save the man. A man apparently was speeding, lost control, hit some trees. But here's the thing. According to the medical examiner, the guy died from smoke inhalation. He had no broken bones or internal injuries from the crash. So the crash didn't kill him. He died from the smoke of the car being on fire.
Wow.
That's
so if
so
they could have
crazy.
Opened the door and got him out.
Why couldn't they smash the window, do you think?
I don't know.
Those are questions I don't know. This is going to be an interesting lawsuit. So he's suing Tesla?
Yeah, the family is. They're only suing for $15,000. So it's not like a major thing, but it is so cool what I've heard about these vehicles or just anything in general in the future. But it's like, I guess it's something they'll probably change somehow in the future that maybe in a crash they pop out automatically.
It's really unfortunate to take something like that for them to realize, oh my gosh, we need to adjust this model.
Yeah, but you can't think of everything, but I guess they'll think of that now. So be careful out there. What do you think about this? Sex offenders are upset over no trick-or-treating signs. Check out this news story.
Butts County Sheriff Gary Long says he wants to protect trick-or-treaters in the county, but three sex offenders are fighting back, suing the sheriff in federal court to stop him from posting signs on their yard. Their lawyer says the sheriff is going too far and says his clients' names, photos, and addresses are already registered online. They served their time and they already paid their debt to society.
Okay, that's the story. What do you think? Do you agree with these sex offenders that don't want the sheriff to be going and plopping signs in the yard saying no trick-or-treating here? Or, I mean, I think, Mackenzie, you're a parent. What do you think?
No, I think it's great. Sorry, you're a sex offender. You're a sex offender. Like, you did the, you just own it.
What if you're like Porkchop yesterday and you peed in public?
That's not the same thing.
No. At all. You could be registered as a sex offender.
I mean, I'm not taking my kid anywhere near. I don't care if it was 20 years ago. Someone that's like a sex offender.
Okay. So Mackenzie says more signs then. I agree. But at the same time, it's like, what if the person really reformed and they changed themselves?
Like, it's like, would you go on a date with a rapist that raped someone? Oh, well, it was like 5 years ago. And now they're fine. I
would probably say no, but I'm also the guy that I always want to hear the benefit of the doubt. So that's why. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, I don't know. I guess I can kind of see what he's talking about.
I feel like
about.
It'll wait until you have kids.
No,
and then
for
you'll
sure.
change your. Like, would you want your little bro? Would you take him and be like, oh, yeah, go run amok in this neighborhood with sex offenders?
No, probably not.
No.
Probably
you
not.
Would not.
No. All right. Speaking of cars again, do you guys like your car horns? Do they work? Do they sound good? Because I got something if you need something new. There's a company in North Carolina. It's invented a variety of car horn add-ons for your car. You can have something like Santa going ho, ho, ho. There's a person shouting yee-haw. They also have this sound, which I must warn you is quite disturbing, but it'll get somebody moving. It's Godzilla. They got a Godzilla car horn, and then just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday, they also have a turkey car horn. Wouldn't that scare the
That's
hell out
hilarious.
Of you as you're driving?
Yeah. Like,
yes! Oh, God!
I haven't laid on my horn for a while.
I'm always afraid to lay on my horn for anything. Like, when will you lay on a horn if you do lay it on?
If someone cuts me off or almost backs into me or isn't paying attention.
I do when people are backing, like, pay attention right there.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, like, I'm just afraid nowadays that somebody's going to kill me.
Yeah, that's true. People have such road rage.
So I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Run into me with your car. It's my fault, too. Wrap it up, Joe's Need to Know News. Major League Baseball. The Nationals beat the Astros 12-3 last night. They now lead that series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday night.
No!
To me, that's a must win. You don't want to go three. You don't want to go down 0-3 in that. I'm sure.
Come on, Strauss.
We'll hear more about that tomorrow with Live Sports Minute around 6:30, 5:30 Central. NBA, the Pistons beat the Pacers 119 to 110. Your final there.
Boom.
And tonight, the Rockets are at home taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. That
all right.
is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandmackenzie.com. All right, Porkchop said for Song of the Day, which is coming up next, this might be one of the toughest ones, he thinks, at least for you voting, because all the songs are that good. Hold on, Porkchop. Even Mackenzie's song?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Diss?
I just think your songs are good. Yeah.